apologies, folks. Welcome back. Still working the timing out
a little bit.
World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Every night till 10 o'clock on the El Pacifico, 1 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard, and all of that in between. You can work that out. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com with live streaming video of our show each and every night. If you want to see how the show is performed, if you're not getting the show in your area for whatever reason, and there really is no reason not to have the Phil Hendry Show in your marketplace considering the horrific state of talk radio, spoken word, if you will. And we realize also that even though you've got seven sports stations in your market, maybe you can do without one of them. What do you think? So we heartily recommend that the Phil Hendry Show be put on the air in your market very, very soon. As a matter of fact, our show goes really well with sports stations. Just ask Don Martin at Fox Sports Radio if you don't believe me. Just ask our good friend Jay Moore at Fox Sports Radio if you don't believe me. Just ask our good friend. I guess those are the only friends we have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway. No, we have plenty of friends. Anyway, you know, join us. Go hand in hand with us as we prance into the sunset. That sounds sort of...
Sounds a little bit effeminate, yeah.
Well, I mean, just, you know. So join us in our effort to make sure that Phil Hendry or some derivation of him is on in your market. To that end, by the way, Bobby Dooley was on the Jay Moore Sports this morning and did very, very well from what I understand. What'd she talk about, Margaret?
Bobby was on. I don't know if she did very, very well. She was on this morning talking about the Washington Redskin name. And is it racist? And she took the position that no, it wasn't. And of course, I think we all know Bobby by now that she's going to take these kinds of positions that are ridiculous. I think she does it on purpose.
See, I don't. I think she really is that dumb.
You really do?
Yeah, I really do. I think she thinks that the Redskin name is perfectly fine. Let me tell you something about the Washington Redskin name. Because I remember when this discussion was being had 20 years ago in Atlanta. This isn't new. This discussion is not new. This has been going on for decades. And there was a time, and I remember, because I stood there in the coffee room at WSB Radio in Atlanta, and I was talking to some guy, I forget who, and I was making coffee, and I said to the guy, you know, the name Braves, I can understand how Native Americans would be upset with that whole tomahawk chop, because that was happening back then.
What was that?
The tomahawk chop was this kind of up and down motion, like a karate chop or a tomahawk chop that the fans would do in Atlanta to signify their support for the team.
Did they call that a karate chop?
The tomahawk chop is what they called it. And there was a controversy then that it was a decidedly rather racist because... The Brave fans also had this chant, which also I think the Kansas City Chiefs fans have, and it kind of goes, oh, it sounds like an Indian chant. What are you looking at?
What did you just do?
Yeah, it sounded like, you all right?
Yes, I'm okay. Would you guys quit making a big thing out of nothing just for the point of doing it? You remember what they were doing, Margaret.
Well, yeah, but you went, oh, it's...
You know what I'm talking about. So, make a long story short, I'm standing talking to this guy, and he is...
Well, you know, of all the things to worry about...
I was talking to a typical bonehead white man. I was talking to a typical bonehead white man, and he didn't get it. The difference between then and now is, when Bobby Dooley went on this morning with Jay, 90% of the people that called, including Jay himself, were opposed to the Redskin name and felt it was racist. 20 years ago, when I had this conversation with this guy... The party line was, there's more important things to worry about in this world. So, you know, that's how it goes. I understand. People become enlightened.
Yes, but what you're saying, Phil, and you're not saying it, but you're saying it, okay, is that you were enlightened 20 years ago.
Yeah, Mr. Ann, you're saying you're all better than everybody.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so do I, man.
You were saying 20 years ago you knew this and nobody else did, and now everyone's catching up to Phil Hendry.
Okay, that's the way you want to put it.
Oh, my God, the arrogance.
Well, if that's the way you want to put it, yeah, that's exactly how it was. It's exactly how it was.
So you say, Mr. Hendry, that you're all...
Will you look at me, bud, and quit looking at the floor? What are you doing?
I've just found this.
Accidents, call 805. What is this?
It's one of those magnets for the refrigerator.
Get out of here with that, bud, will you?
You're saying that you're all better than everybody?
Did I say that? No, I did not say that. I'm simply recounting to you a conversation I had with a guy 20 years ago about this very thing. And that is the whole Indian name, the mascot name. Is it racist? I got to be honest with you. I said then, I say it now. And one of the Native American people I talked to then...
What do you mean, one of the Native American people? Would you do just go down to the Indian reservation and find one?
No, it was someone that called my show. Go down to the Indian reservation.
You talk about one getting cigarettes?
The what?
Didn't you get your cigarettes on an Indian reservation, yes or no?
Yes, I did.
See?
See? See what?
Phil, you're down exploiting the Native American.
Wait. Hold the phone. Exploit the Native American? I was down buying cigarettes off the Indian reservation because they were not subject to federal tax. The Native Americans are making out like gangbusters selling cigarettes. Everybody I knew went down there to get their cigarettes, man, because there was no federal... It was cheaper for me. Plus, the Native Americans were raking it in. What are you talking about?
And you went down and took advantage of them at the casinos, too, didn't you?
How am I taking advantage of them?
Ms. Gray, you don't understand. I'm taking advantage of it.
No. This is something I'm very well versed in. When you go down and use a Native American casino, you are using... All right?
Yeah?
Well...
See, Margaret, there you go.
No, not there I go.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, I know what I'm talking about, but you three asses, forget it.
Toilet paper?
You want a bathroom?
Yes.
All right. See, we know the drill around here now, folks. Margaret, when she's wrong, she gets up, she goes to the bathroom, we got to make sure there's toilet paper, then she yells, she's about due to yell.
What are you talking about?
About you.
Just like clockwork.
Right. All right. When Margaret gets back, we're going to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean. What the hell did I just say?
You talk about Pirates of the Caribbean, man.
Yeah, I hear that. That flick's on fire.
Anyway, Pirates of the Caribbean. But to wrap up what I was saying, Bobby was on with Jay Moore this morning. So check out Bobby Dooley. She's on every Tuesday morning on Jay Moore Sports. You can also check out Bobby on Twitter, and you can check out Bobby on Facebook, and who knows what else you're going to be checking out Bobby on as we progress down through low these many months ahead of us, trying to make Bobby Dooley a superstar. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. Margaret?
Yeah.
All right. Walt Disney Company said on Tuesday that it would delay the release of the film Pirates of the Caribbean 5. Delay the release of the film Pirates of the Caribbean 5, the latest in the blockbuster series starring Johnny Depp. The movie has been scheduled to open in theaters July the 10th, 2015. Disney gave no reason for the film's delay. A person familiar with the project said studio executives did not think the script and other aspects of the film were ready for it to start production. No date was given for the film's release. Well, it said it was scheduled to open in theaters on July the 10th of 2015, 2 years from now.
Right. Well, they haven't begun production on it.
All right. We're going to have Margaret Gray and Doug Danger on to talk about this because it may have some fairly interesting connections to and perhaps some interesting, interesting commentary on... The commercial viability of Johnny Depp these days. Let's just put it that way. The world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, .com.
How are you spelling com? C-U-M?
Boy, you are something.
That's dirty!
Well, he said that.
You are something. Our number is 855-500-7445, Phil Henry Show, C-U-M. Welcome back. Phil Henry Show here and philhenryshow.com. We got Doug Danger and we got Margaret Gray, and we're going to get into the whole business of Johnny Depp and who would have thought that Johnny Depp wouldn't be a commercially viable product. Doug Danger online with us from Santa Ana tonight. And, of course, Margaret Gray in studio. Doug, how are you?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing really good. It sounds like an exciting night there.
Well, we've had our fireworks here this evening. Margaret's also with us here. I think you guys will probably get into it, mix it up a little bit here on... Johnny Depp?
Well, I don't know how Margaret feels about this. I think Johnny Depp,
I think Johnny Depp has seen his last, and I say for one, good riddance. I've about had it with his characterizations, which have passed for acting. It's not acting what Johnny Depp is doing. He's mugging for the camera, and I think that Johnny Depp has made a career fail out of playing what he thinks are bizarre characters. But in point of fact, I think Johnny Depp is playing basically the same guy in every film. Margaret?
Well, Doug, I don't know where to begin with that. First of all, I don't know if you're watching the same Johnny Depp films that I'm watching. I think that Johnny Depp brings a great deal to each and every character he plays. I think he brings a great deal of nuance. First of all, let's talk about the Johnny Depp that brings a dramatic feel to the characters that he plays in Donnie Brasco. Let's talk about the comedic feel that Johnny Depp brings to, for instance, Dark Shadows, and yes, to Pirates of the Caribbean. I think Johnny Depp is still an extremely talented and very, very vital and important actor.
Well, apparently Disney doesn't agree with you because they're pushing back production on Pirates of the Caribbean. My sources at the Disney studio tell me, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right?
See, I knew that we wouldn't be able to...
Well, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and by that I mean... You know.
No, I know what you mean, Doug. You have the ability to look at things more clearly than other people. I don't think you can wear this one.
What do you mean I can't wear this one?
I don't think your gay man and gay journalist take is going to work on the Johnny Depp analysis because I think there's a lot more at work there. I think the facile aspect of you saying you see things more clearly.
Well, let me see if this works. Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean has, in his own way, set back the rights of gay people by decades.
See, I knew he was going to say that.
No, hold on for a minute. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, wait a minute. I got to ask this question, Doug.
What?
Are you trying to tell me that somehow this Pirates of the Caribbean, this role that he plays, is a some sort of a gay take?
Well, my informed sources tell me that what Johnny Depp is going for here is some kind of necrophiliac pirate. Because, see, understand, this is a pirate that doesn't want to appear to be gay. So what he is really doing is he's repressing that and going for a necrophilia, some kind of a dead, getting sexual joy out of the dead. I don't know.
There's the key for it. You don't know. And I think that's a real stretch to say that Johnny Depp is somehow impugning gay people by... of this performance. I think, Doug, I think your race is run. I think your day has come. I think Johnny Depp is a viable and vital and very, very vociferously, very victorious, vying visibly.
Okay, you're almost going to get there.
Vying visibly via...
Wait, what's going on?
Hold on, Phil.
Via victory.
Nah, you blew it.
What's going on?
I didn't blow anything.
Yeah, you did. You come to a dead stop on that.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, I had a bet with her that she couldn't string V's together at the very end of the segment. And I won, okay? So that's $100.
No, you didn't win, Doug. Just because you say you won doesn't mean you win.
Well, I'm saying I won right now because you just stopped. You said via victory. You had it all together.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. You guys are here to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, we know that, but we had a side bet.
We had a side bet.
You had a side bet on what?
I just got done telling you to see if she could string a bunch of words together that start with V.
And I told him that I could keep on doing it until the end of the segment. When's the segment end?
In another 6 minutes.
Oh, you're a crawling piece of garbage. You know that?
Ha, 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 ha.
What a...
Don't get homophobic on me.
I'm not getting home. That's dirty pool. That really is.
Well, I didn't, you know, you're the one that started with the V's, and you could have done it a lot closer to the end of the hour, so.
Okay, I got news for you guys. If you have side bets, that's great. Don't mess up the segment for your side bet.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about her stringing V's together.
As long as it doesn't affect what we're reporting on.
Margaret, when you started stringing those V's together, I didn't know what the hell you were doing. Bud didn't. Robert didn't.
Yeah, they look kind of weird to me.
The audience is probably wondering, what is she? V. Nobody knows what you're talking about. You and Doug are the only ones.
We had a bet. Not a $100 bet.
Look, Phil, $100 is $100.
Well, isn't that something? $100 is $100. Yeah, hell, I can't pass that up. Now, can we? Except for the fact that you're on my radio show, doing a segment on my show, and I got to understand... Oh, God.
Take it easy, Mr. Henry. You got to pass out.
Yeah, Phil, come on. Calm down.
Phil, you're getting all worked up.
Margaret, I don't know how many times I got to remind you people to be professional, okay?
Look, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay jerk.
Will you knock it off with that?
Well, when you say you people...
I'm not talking about gay people. If you want to do a segment on the show about Johnny Depp, you're more than welcome to do that. If you want to even have a side bet on how many words that begin with V she can string together, you can do that too. Let me know beforehand.
All right.
Fine.
All right, getting back to our... Getting back to our segment on Johnny Depp. Doug, you think Johnny Depp's race is run. Margaret, you still think he's got a lot to give. Now, the question is, and Doug sort of answered this, I'd like Margaret to address this. Why is Disney delaying the start of production on Pirates 5?
I think Disney is delaying the start of production on Pirates of the Caribbean 5 because, obviously, they don't have confidence as they sit in the script, and they don't have confidence, I think, in the overall production. I don't think it has anything whatsoever to do with Johnny Depp's viability or his strength as an actor or as an individual who can carry the vehicle.
Well, now, Johnny Depp has starred in a lot of Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and Johnny Depp has carried a lot of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Is this franchise, Doug, over?
I think it's absolutely over. The Pirates of the Caribbean franchise is over. I think the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, 4, stunk it out. I don't know what kind of box office it did. I don't care if it broke all box office records. I still say it stunk it out because when it comes to a big booming blockbuster bombshell bonanza, boffo box office, bye boy,
You blew it. Okay, I got the $100 back then. What are you doing now?
Take it easy, Phil.
Phil, take it easy.
What are you doing now?
Words that start with B.
Will you let me know that you're going to do this?
I thought you were aware of it.
No, it sounds like in the middle of this segment, somebody's having a stroke.
Phil, I told you about the V. This is with B.
Great, it's with B. I had no idea.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that when Doug began to answer your question or my question, all of a sudden, he sounded like he was having a stroke.
Phil, I'm a young man. I'm only 35 years of age. Today, I'm going to have a stroke. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. Okay?
What's that got to do with having a stroke?
I'll tell you what it's got to do with having a stroke if I got to be on your show much more. That's what. Going to give me a stroke.
Phil.
I'm done.
You know something?
Oh, now don't start.
No. You know, I think this is the only show in history where I have a legitimate point. I make a legitimate point. I try to be as clear as I can with that legitimate point, and I get people hanging up on me, and I get people getting all pissed off and getting their feelings hurt, like Doug right there. He starts sounding like he's having some kind of an epileptic fit in the middle of that bit.
What are you talking about when he's going B-B-B-B?
Yeah, I'm talking about when he was going B-B-B-B. Bye, boffo, box office, boo-boo.
Well, what? Did I sound like that?
Yes, you did, Margaret.
Yeah, I thought I did.
You did. You sounded like you were having some neurological disorder with the V, victory, va, 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 and nobody knows what the hell you guys are talking about. Now he hangs up on me. I'm going to have to start treating people with a little disrespect. I'm going to just, that's it for Doug for the next month, okay?
He's going to be pissed off.
I don't care. That's it for Doug for the next month. He's not on this show for the next month. I can't take it anymore, man. I can't take it anymore. All right, to wrap up on Johnny Depp and Pirates of the Caribbean, Margaret, go ahead.
Well, I feel a little naked without Doug here. Shut up, bud. Let me just say this. I think Johnny Depp is a wonderful actor. I think Pirates of the Caribbean... I will agree with Doug on this, because he got me to thinking. I think Pirates of the Caribbean is over. I think that franchise is all in. I think it is... It's just all in. I don't think there's anything left. I think we're done. Thank you. Goodbye. Something else, Disney, if you don't mind. And I think Disney suspects that as well. That's why they're moving up the production of Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man, huh?
Yes, Ant-Man.
And is that,
That ain't ants, is it?
No, it's not ants. It's Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. All right. Well, maybe Disney has had it with Pirates. We'll see. We'll see. If it makes money, baby, they just keep on keeping on. What is the movie franchise, to your memory, Margaret, that has the most sequels?
The most sequels?
Police Academy.
I'd say Police Academy.
Police Academy had how many sequels?
I believe 13.
13 or 14.
Police Academy had 14 sequels. I wonder which film it is. We'll have to look that up. We'll look that up when we come back, or we'll look that up while we are away, or we'll look that up when we come back and are away, or we'll just, maybe we won't look it up. The world famous Phil Henry Show is 855-500-7445. PhilHenryShow.com.
Talk much?
Yes, I talk much.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Welcome back here as we talk. We got into some kind of a goofy little topic here with Margaret Gray as we just hung up on Doug Danger, and I do apologize for that, Doug, but you're just pissing me off, you know.
Well, you know, I call a spade, man.
Yeah, you call a spade a spade.
Hey, man, hey, watch it, watch it.
I'm being racist, man.
But what is it with you?
Well, how come he gets to say that?
He ain't saying spade as in black guy. It's a term that people use. You are a real ass. You know what? I think you need to get your ass kicked.
I already had my ass kicked.
I kicked him out. You remember when I kicked him almost unconscious? You remember that?
Yeah.
What was wrong with that?
Well, I don't want the kid killed.
He had me outside kicking me in the gut.
I kicked him until we had to throw a bucket of water on him.
Hey, bud, you're the guy that you walk right into these problems, okay? You got her kicking you almost to death. I feel like beating you up. You want to know why? Because you're stupid. You're just a dumbass redneck.
I got a black girlfriend. So, you got a black girlfriend doesn't give you the right to say anything you want to say.
She's got a point. You think because you got a black girlfriend, what does she think about the stuff you say?
I don't know.
I bet you if I called her up and I told her about half the stuff you say, man, she'd kick your ass.
Please don't.
Oh, look at this. Here's Billy Bibbit.
Oh, you're going to do your Billy Bibbit for us? Please, Nurse Ratched, don't do call my mother.
Please don't call Vivian.
Oh, yeah, okay, Billy.
Hey, Billy. Billy.
Shut up.
Billy, please don't call my mother.
Yeah, yeah. Know what Billy Bibbit's all like? Don't call my mother.
Shut up, you guys. Don't talk to Billy.
Oh, look, he's all bawling about it now.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you say these things.
Talk much?
Well, you little...
Hey!
Talk much.
You know, bud, you're full of crap.
Yeah?
So? A minute ago, you're bawling. Now you're with the talk much. All right. So on the table here, I don't know if it's on the table or not, but we had a question. The most sequels. And here's my question was this. What film has the most sequels? We were talking about Pirates of the Caribbean, and then I asked Bud, and you said the Police Academy movies, and they had a lot. I remember the Police Academy movies, they never stopped with the sequels.
Well, Police Academy had something in the neighborhood, I don't know, 16 or 17, and it was a terrible movie. It was not a very funny movie. I didn't like it. I thought it was garbage from beginning to end. I thought from the very first one until the very last one, it was pure garbage. It was right straight out of a garbage pail. And I mean pre-digested food that had...
Okay, I get it, Margaret.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So I felt that it was pure...
Garbage?
Yes, garbage, smartass.
All right, that's fine. So the Police Academy movies, but guess what? That's not the record. That's not the record. So we're going to take some phone calls here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. On what is the record for... the most sequels. Charlie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Henry, it's good to talk with you. I wanted to mention the franchise with the most. I think the most sequels would most likely be Dracula. If it's not Dracula, then the Godzilla franchise.
All right, let me ask the panel here. What do you think, Bud?
No, that's no way. No way.
Why not?
Well, because Dracula is a different Dracula every time. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what your Dracula was. Was that Mr. Henry asked for the most sequels?
Yeah, but Dracula's, it's got to be the same kind of a Dracula.
Yeah, but the Dracula sequel. First, you got a Dracula from Transylvania. You got another Dracula that come from like L.A. or something.
I don't know of any Dracula. Dracula franchise, where he came from. Well, I answered your question, Mr. Henry. I think it's a Dracula. And that's it.
You're wrong. It's not Dracula.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm right.
No, you're wrong, sir. It ain't Dracula.
Excuse me, but...
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Our number 855. So you guys are basing that... I agree with you guys. I don't think Dracula works because Dracula is... it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, because Dracula, for it to be a sequel, it's got to be from the same, like, I don't know, it's got to be the same movie, and then there's a different plot.
Well, it has to be, a sequel has to be building on something from the previous film.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It has to be building on something from, all right, the previous movie. Let's go to Mavis in Southgate. Mavis, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, this is Mavis. I'm with Robert there.
Yeah, Ollie.
I want to weigh in because I heard a topic about the sequel, and I said Godzilla. There's no question it's Godzilla. Don't even mess with me on this one.
I can't say it.
Well, you tell Dickman he can take it and stick it, because I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, Godzilla, because it ain't the same one.
Is Mr. Henry there?
I'm right here, dear.
What do you think of Godzilla? That's my answer.
All right, Godzilla, but we have to have our panel sort of weigh in on it.
Tell me, Margaret, what you think.
But dear, I don't think Godzilla, because again, it has to be a film that builds on the previous. Now, you had Godzilla destroy Tokyo.
Yeah, that's right, Godzilla. But that's the same Godzilla destroyed Tokyo, and he went after Mothra, and he went on Rodan, too. He went wild on Rodan.
Well, he went wild on Rodan, as you say, but was that before or after the Tokyo destruction?
I don't know, but I've seen Godzilla. And if you look at Godzilla, he had crushed down on Tokyo, and he crushed down on a Japanese army. But then he made up for it by his kick-ass on Rodan. Excuse my language, Phil.
It's all right.
But he kicked Rodan's ass, he kicked Mothra's ass. He kicked King Kong ass. That's the first time that I had ever seen King Kong his ass kicked. I loved after him, too.
But, again, let me ask something, Mavis. Because what they're saying here...
Yeah, I thought when he kicked King Kong ass...
Yes, dear, but what we're saying here is a sequel is a film that contains elements of the previous movie. For instance, Star Wars, these were pure sequels. You started with Star Wars, you went to Empire Strikes Back, it had elements of the first movie.
I don't know anything about that mess. I never watched the Star Wars. I thought that was the stupidest movie I'd ever seen.
I understand that, but do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I said that Star Wars was a mess. I think it was strictly for you had to be retarded to look at it. I think you had to be retarded to be in it.
All right, hold on. Mavis, thank you very much.
I think you had to be a...
All right, so there's your aunt, Robert.
No, was she saying Godzilla?
Yes, said Godzilla. And Godzilla, Mr. Henry already said Godzilla not count.
All right. Well, whatever. So Godzilla, I think that we've at least got a working, we have a working definition of a sequel, which is that it must contain elements of the preceding film. So it has to be sort of a plot line, maybe not even a plot line, but the story has to be carried forward somehow. So we've had two suggestions, Godzilla and Dracula. Is that right?
Yes, I've got Godzilla, and I've got Dracula.
All right. Manhattan Beach, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. This is Chris. Go ahead, Chris. Chris?
Mr. Henry, hi. I wanted to mention Dusty Gonzaga.
Dusty what?
Gonzaga. It is an adult film sequel, but it's about, I think it's about a, I'm pretty sure it's about a character. She had very large, boob, and...
Yeah, Dusty Gonzaga, she was a boob. She was a private eye with a big one, big boob.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about this garbage.
Well, I'm just trying to say she was.
All right, Dusty Gonzaga. We're not going to count adult films, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't...
Yeah, adult films. I mean, if we count... Thank you very much. If we count adult films, we're going to be here all night, because those movies have more sequels than you can shake your...
stick at.
Take it easy, man. All right, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We're talking here about sequels. Let's go to Jay. Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Phil, we're doing really really good, and I wanted to just mention, I didn't hear nobody say nothing about Land Before Time. They had, like, I think there were 12 sequels, Land Before Time. There's also, I think, the Friday 13th, if you want to talk about pure sequels. I think Friday 13th.
Now, there is a series of sequels. What do you guys think?
Well, I think Friday the 13th is good. I'm not so sure about Freddy versus Jason. What do you think of that?
Well, I think Freddy versus Jason works in that Freddy is now a part of Jason's world. Yeah, Friday the 13th wasn't that Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, Nightmare on Elm Street was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmare on Elm Street, is that what you said?
I said Friday the 13th, but I'm talking about Nightmare on Elm Street.
There is no Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, I know that. I'm talking about Nightmare on Elm Street. She said Elm Street.
She did not say Elm Street. She said Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street was the exorcism.
Yes, that would be Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that where a little girl got exercised?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
What?
No, you don't know that, Missouri?
What are you talking about?
Elm Street was in Georgetown. That's where a little girl got exorcism.
Oh, bull crap.
No, Phil, she was exorcised in Georgetown, was she not?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was on M Street.
I'm pretty sure it was, Mr. M, if you look it up. Well, that would be called Nightmare M Street. But my feeling is Friday 13, because except for the Jason Krueger, or not Jason Krueger, but Jason Goodman or whatever his name was.
Jason, what the hell was Jason Voorhees?
What? Jason Voorhees?
Yeah, that's his name.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that. Don't give me arguments about this chicken crap, okay? I hate it when I say something and then somebody says, "What?"
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out, Mr. You said Jason Krueger.
I didn't say Jason Krueger. I said Jason Voorhees.
Well, no, you didn't. You said Jason Goodman.
I've said Jason Goodman, but anyway,
that's really not much of a scary guy name, is it, Jason Goodman?
No, it's not. Let's take a break. I can go into the bathroom and throw up. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and, of course, online at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and enjoy us, won't you? Coming up this weekend, a very, very exciting debut on the Phil Henry website. It's going to be Ted Bell, Steve Bozell, and they're going to be talking, not just talking, they will be doing the attempted play-by-play and attempted color commentary of a NFL, almost NFL, Game of the Week. So check that out on our website. Coming up next, we're going to interview Ted Bell and Steve Bozell and talk to them about the forthcoming first-ever almost NFL Game of the Week play-by-play with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell live from the NFL game this weekend on Phil TV. World-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 10 o'clock on the El Pacifico and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And with me now on this here Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell and Steve Bozell, because guess what? These cats are going to be doing live NFL, or almost, this weekend.
Ted,
yeah.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, Phil, and this is Ted Bell, along with my good friend Steve Bozell. We are going to be doing the NFL, or almost NFL, Game of the Week on the Phil Henry website coming up this weekend. And I can't hear anything. Turn that down. I'm trying to hear
them. You guys have an engineering problem?
Yeah. We have the engineering problem you got, which is I can't hear a bloody... All right. I apologize, Phil.
Come on, bud. You know, you really got to get it together. If we're going to be doing the NFL this weekend...
Well, yeah, we're not doing the NFL. We don't have...
Almost the NFL. Ted, to that point, the promo that we're running on our website and the promo we're running right here on the air, almost the NFL, what does that mean?
What it means is essentially this. We're going to be bringing to the broadcast the Ted Bell take on this. We're going to be bringing to the broadcast the Ted Bell play-by-play. I like to think that I've got a very rapid-fire ability to identify the action on the field, to go to the action, and to also lend if you will, Phil, I like to lend a little bit of a poetic nuance to the play-by-play. I'll do things like, for instance, I'll give you an example of my play-by-play. There's a long, deep pass. Good night, Irene. Touchdown. He's paying the bills. See?
Okay.
What was with that pause? I can't have that. I cannot have that. I need to have some crowd noise or any... Pretend like you're a...
Well, what... I'm sorry... It sounds great, Ted.
No, I know that, but I need to have crowd noise. So, Eddie, come over here and do a crowd. Yay! No, you ass.
What are you... Okay, so, Ted Bell... Steve Bozzelli, you there?
Yes, sir, right here. I'm looking forward to the games. Hold on, he's not done talking to me. All right, I apologize. So, is that it, Phil?
Yeah, I want to talk to Steve, if you don't mind.
But I want to do my play-by-play thing, too, okay?
All right, that's fine. Let me just... Steve... You will be doing the analysis, right?
Yes, sir, I will, and I am very excited about it because I've always, you know, I grew up in Tennessee, and football is pretty big there. I mean, basketball. No, I'd say football's pretty big. Basketball's big in Kentucky. But, you know, I'm kind of nervous, you know. Well, let me do my play-by-play, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, hey, this is Ted Bell. He takes the snap. He passes the ball way down the field. Touchdown! Do it. Oh, your breath. I'm sorry.
Okay, Ted, if you need to approximate a crowd, maybe you can get some sound effects.
No, I got one of the guys from the kitchen. He said, I thought you said you could do a crowd. Yeah, but your breath, God almighty. Let me do it one more time, Phil.
Okay, look, people are going to have to listen to the game, huh?
Yeah, but I want them to know the things that I do. All right, there's the snap. He goes back. He sees the wide receiver. He's wide open. Touchdown, crowd. Don't do it so close to my nose. Right. Good one. Okay, we'll be back with more after these messages from Kids of Beverly Hills. And that's what I'm hoping, you know, because I bought the whole first half.
Right, you bought the first half, and you're the play-by-play guy.
Exactly. I hope you're not making a negative comment on that, because I think it is the beginning of a trend in broadcasting and in advertising, which is the advertiser not only has the commercials, but he also hosts the show. And I think that...
Yeah, that's the beginning of the end.
Wow. Well, that takes some guts.
All right, hey, Steve, how did you prepare, and if you'll pardon me for saying this, because I don't mean anything by it, how did you bone up on, you know...
God, man.
I mean, Mr. Henry, what do you mean by that?
Hold on for a minute. How did you bone up on learning about the games and how to be a, you know, how to be a commentator?
Well, okay, I'm glad you explained that. Cause...
Well, grow up. Bone up doesn't mean what you think, all right?
I know that, but Mr. Henry, okay, I gotta just settle down.
Is it that big of a deal? Because I said, how did you bone up?
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Henry, I got all these guys are here. These are guys that I work with, and they're all waiting around to see how, you know, bitching everything is.
You mean guys that, from your work are standing there?
Yeah, they're listening to the show right now. When you said, how did I bone up, they're all going, ha, ha.
Yeah, tell them all to grow up.
Shut up. Just go ahead, Steve.
The way I boned...
Okay, let's stop. Stop.
Mr. Henry...
Stop. 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 Steve, how did you prepare for the broadcast this weekend?
Thank you, Mr. Henry. First of all, I come out here to the pool. We have a pond out here, my wife and I, and it's where the crickets live. Not that cricket thing. Excuse me? I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't mean to interrupt. This is Ted, but are you sitting at the pond? Yes, sir, Mr. Bell, that's where I am. You know, you really got to learn how to man up. You know, you got to get prepared for life without having a pond to sit near, okay? Mr. Bell, you prepare for life your way. I'll prepare for... You know how I prepare for life? Two fingers of Johnny Walker Blue. Johnny Walker Blue! Two fingers, that's how I prepare for life. Well, you know something, sir? I just ain't got what you got. How about that? And I need to have my pond. And you need to have your little friends, the crickets. Is that it? Yes, sir, I do.
What are we doing here, gentlemen? I thought we're doing a promo for this... Okay, end of promo.
Wait a minute, Henry.
All right, so make sure that you listen to this weekend's Almost the NFL Play-by-Play with Ted Bell and Steve Bozzell. What a load.
Well, Phil, you've got to get control over these promos.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't even know why I let these guys... because what it devolves into the fact that he's not man enough to prepare for the game by drinking Johnny Blue. He's sitting near a pond. How do these people get involved in this?
Because you let them do it, man. That's what Margaret's trying to say. You always let them do it.
Yeah, if you took more control over everything, well, then they would never not do it.
You have to exercise, whatever he said, you have to exercise control, and you have to direct the show in the proper way.
Margaret, when you say those things, do you have to have your wrist going back and forth with the fingers and...
Yes, because that's the woman that I am. I love to gesticulate.
What?
Gesticulate. Gesticulate. Ha. It means to move the hands expressively. Do you understand?
Waving your finger in my eye like that.
Well, you deserve it.
I like that word gesticulate, but Bud often thinks it means something dirty.
Dad sounds dirty and everything, and I'm still convinced to this day. And no one will ever tell me that it isn't dirty.
Because you're an idiot.
Yes, because you're an idiot.
Okay, I may be an idiot, but still.
Oh, do you understand, man? Words have meanings. I can look it up in a dictionary.
Doesn't make any difference.
You still think it's dirty, huh?
Yeah, because of the way you look at me and stuff.
It's not dirty. Look it up, just like Robert said, and you will see that it has the definition that Margaret says it has.
Which is what?
It means to move your hands expressively. To gesticulate is to express with the hands. You see what I'm doing now with my fingers?
Yeah, you're bugging me. You're switching them around like you got a twitch disease.
I've got a twitch...
Ow! Get out of there, will you? All right, anyway, we're looking forward to the almost NFL Game of the Week debuting this weekend at the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Check it out. As to which game it's going to be, I don't know. I guess they'll post the schedule as we get closer to the game. Woo! World famous Phil Henry Show. We had CJ Wheeler with us there at the Tech Direction. And we got Margaret, we got Bud, we got Robert. Thank you very much, all of our guests this evening. Bobby Dooley, all the rest of you cats. See you tomorrow night on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show wardrobe is from, he bought his shirt at Target.
No, he didn't.
Give me the phone. Yes, he did. He bought them at Target.
Phil Henry Show is broadcast from the El Pacifico at Channel Island Beach, California.